Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
another truck load. 21, 21, dope. He just bought another truck.
Draco. Hey, shot a pussy nigga wearing clay coat. Red bandana.
Yeah, yeah.
On my stendo.
Yeah, yeah.
Got that yonk.
Yeah, yeah.
Out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't play no games, no Nintendo.
21, 21, 21.
We don't play no games, no Nintendo.
21, 21, 21.
Some shit nigga don't play.
Wow.
9-4 nigga don't play.
Wow.
Some shit nigga don't play.
Wow.
9-4 nigga don't play.
Wow.
Some shit nigga don't play.
Wow.
9-4 nigga don't play.
Wow.
Some shit nigga don't play.
Wow.
9-4 nigga don't play.
Shot it so fast, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side, I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat the dick, she whine and dine, I fuck her, she whine and crying. But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it, my niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash, young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz, nigga we ain't going out there. Y'all niggas going out bad, y'all niggas hang around bad. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh, y'all niggas make a nigga laugh.
Birthday, hit the curve, do your number, pick up man. Turn out mama, porch and hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new say, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay, it was all good. Back and count it up by myself before I walk to it. All about my business and my pocket number, white folk. Money came by love, cause it bitch ain't need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put with us, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When robbing was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to Hilly, get them jams. And I rebook every number with money in my hand. Birthday, hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Told out mama, put you hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin.
Say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold when my dogs can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So on roll when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can't ride Benz, I don't do peace. I feast, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pink? People's outside, people's outside. The way that I shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you to say thanks.
Amen, amen. Left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I been on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just pop three, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah.
Amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life, no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me. Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady.
Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love. Got me feeling like Jay-Z. I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big. On the road like gravy. And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a fourth of my niggas. I don't do drugs, but I just pull them jiggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch you can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking toward these bitches. Like, hey. I hear my nana. She be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, this bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trappin' by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key. Hold up. I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy. They finally free my fucking brother D. Hey, panic. Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
This bit too lit, the bit rule. Crit dark, bit dark, shade dark, play okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta. A new wave. This bit too lit, the bit rule. Crit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta new wave.
Atlanta new wave. I got Blu-rays. Still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid. The forging made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys and do ignition. Ain't no shoe like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, send no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule. Crit dark, bit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta, new wave. This bit too lit, the bit rule. Crit dark, bit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bitch, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
It's the new wave, I got Blu-rays. Might pull out the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on 2K. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. My bitch too lit, yo bitch, my bitch. Bit rim, bit crib, 4/5 right here.
What? I won't let you try me ever again. This little bitch won't buy that, she won't perk this shit. No, it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, daddy got this bitch lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them
fake. This bitch too lit, the bitch rule. Crit dark, bit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Bitch, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta, new way. Yeah, bit too lit, the bit rule. Crit dark, shade dark, pay okay. Red bitch, Sade, red bottom 2K. Yacht Master 40K, Atlanta, new way.
Brand new banger.
Yo, what's up, Philly?
New York.
Man, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. This is King Scratch.
Oh, man. Spoiled
N.W.A.
W.A., man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if y'all know me, but
nah, they don't know.
I wish I was out there partying with y'all.
I know y'all.
But happy birthday. Violet time.
Oh, yeah.
So that means you're going to live to be about 300 or something like that, I hope.
Probably longer.
You know what I mean? Look out for your boy.
Yeah, I need some longevity
over here.
But look, though, this is what I got for you. It is your birthday.
Your birthday.
I know you want to be on this song. So
I got you.
Happy birthday, Father John. Yay, yay. Yay.
What up, Judah Priest? I see you, little bro. King Scratch, Ill Gate, do the pre, by the time, put out the fire with gasoline, burn down the whole block and do all my time in scene. I bring something new to the table, had to shake a few niggas cause they mind was unstable. I raised pain, they not able to comprehend. Dumb asses bringing beef to the lion's den. All the snakes try to hide in the tall grass. Here comes scratch snapping necks, better all ass. No breaks, just gas. All your boys, you are Eddie, you on. I got the toast, better break fast. You can't laugh with the niggas that's true. Off with his head, that's what the fuck we do. Ill Gates, King Scratch, woo, Judah Priest.
West Coast, my little brother
from the east. We beast rolling up on this joint. True West shit to make you jump on point.
True shit to make you jump on point. True shit to make you jump on point. True shit to make you jump on point. True shit to make you jump on point. True shit to make you jump on point. True shit to make you jump on point. True shit to make you jump on point. True shit to make you jump on point.
I am Goliath, immortal to total violence. Order to total Zion, denying the line of science. Tennessee like a titan, frying them feet with the breeze and it's a D. These coke lines, it's all mine. So I rap it like L's, yeah, I'm a gold mine. Young and old, so arrogant, get a nigga scary. Now we got the speech impediment, every letter I utter is evident. Mighty like Vikings, it's chasing the enemy. Vampire, I'm fighting off Vikings, literally. Trifling on the mic and I'm killing them willingly. Stay sharp like a pen, I'm on point. Plus I stay high like I'm lighting up a joint. We ride the day we die. This true shit that make you jump on point.
True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point. True shit that make you jump on point.
If I go line for line, see my jewels will shine. Separate the body and soul with the structure designed. Blow your mind till chamber cracking. It's fine, always playing for keeps, going hard for mine. Who killer B, Judah Priest, Matthew B, who came to slay the beast, bare hands splitting the seas. It's Judge Dredd on with their head, lay him to bed. Inside the house of horror, I'm a monster off meds. Witch doctor, I hunt that ass like stigmata. You can't do me nada, so you better come proper. What the fuck y'all niggas think? War face with the war paint, get the streets popping like Black Ape, fuck BH1. C-Y-G-U-N, I'm genuine, plus nice with the pen. Now, Andy up, encounter blessings. Last confessions, silencers, no compressions. Notorious, man glorious. It's priesthood, the myth, call the cursed and the gift. The killer bars, murder repertoire. Let's go one-on-one, and now you be shooting with stars, Paul.
True shit that make you jump on point. 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 True shit that make you jump on point.
Call me the manager, a master at dodging the bullshit. Alternate route cause that lane's too full shit. I gotta get around it. Niggas at a standstill, rewind that last line. Tell me you don't understand still. Time stands still for not a motherfucking body. Can raise a ball slicing right through your rap karate. Mule kicking drums, flying guillotine cymbals. Study Wu banger, swinging swords that resemble. Sip the genius elixir, spit it in a dunce face. Flee like a chili pepper, never leaving one trace. Body parts found in back of the factory. Axe scratch, can I kill him? He said he would get back to me, but I'm impatient, so I come through with my steady nightmare. Manchester, Father Time vs. Freddy. I murdered him instantly on Instagram. Simultaneously Facebooking live while I kill your whole fam.
True shit that make you jump on point. 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 True shit that make you jump on point.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. not a problem that I can't fix. Cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gets you trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Brand new banger. Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. It's your man, DJ Headlock. Holding it up, throwback Thursdays, man. Kicked it on the show. I got the lovely Miss Foxy in the building with me tonight. Miss Head, we'll
what's
be right back.
Happening?
Oh, family, we getting it in. What's up, baby?
How you doing?
I'm good. Just chillaxing, you know, sitting in the back. Give him a drink
already.
On. Yeah. Little perforation. How's your day going?
It's going. I'm still here.
In the life of the day of a queen. I wonder.
Still here.
That's what's up, baby. So, what you get into today, man? You know, it's Thursday. You ready for the weekend?
Yeah. Well, however the wind blows.
Oh, really?
I'm there.
We got the Federal Real Soldier in the building. What did you say, boss man?
What's going on, everybody?
Look, yeah, we wake him up to get on to West. You know what I'm talking about?
What? Who's that? You said you wake us up and get on True West, huh?
Sound like you had your cuffs on the lean cuff or something.
Oh, man. No, man. Just over here, you know, trying to strategize and work this record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to work that record. You know what I'm saying? You got to push that record. So I'm trying to work that record. That's all that.
So what song are you pushing right now?
trying to figure out how to get some, make some shape. Bring something back. You know, that goes.
What song you pushing right now?
Gangsta Magnet.
Gangsta Magnet.
Gangsta Magnet.
Do we have that over here? You hold it back?
Nah, I don't think you got Gangsta Magnet, man.
Yeah, you hold it. I'm just saying, you hold it back on it. How we going to support you?
Man, he's supposed to see. We could have got that son over. You could have, you could have jammed.
Well,
you know what I'm
saying? I didn't know that was the one you was pushing, you know.
Yeah. You know, man, I've been so agged over you, you know. you trying to drop a record and push it. It seems like everything the building come crumbling down at the same time too.
And you keep playing. You got to keep playing, bro.
Man, hey, when it's your kids though, it's a whole other ball game. You know, I got one daughter and sister, and my baby girl. She chopped me up because we done went through this. So she went and chopped daddy up. You know, like I ain't been interacting with her on a regular since she was 14. She about to be 17, but it wasn't my fault though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I ain't talking to her a minute, and she came through and chopped me up like your daughter would.
Right.
She aggravated. You know what I'm saying? Read you my right. Read me my right. And I'm saying like, come on, man. And my older daughter, pretty sure she want to read my rights too.
Right.
Just let me have it. These little women just let me have it. They be in emotions. I be like, they're tired of being the bag. I just want to do music. Just want to make some music.
And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Music makes the money. Music makes the money. What's up, Troy?
I think I came on at the wrong time, huh?
You almost made it.
Nah, I'm
just saying. You almost made it.
I'm gonna stay home.
Well, it's good. I appreciate you for responding and be saying hey to us tonight. You know. We're trying to get used to it, you know what I'm saying? Every night thing, I know y'all got things to do, so y'all ain't gonna be able to rock with me every night. That's understood, you know.
Oh no, you good. I'm leaving my son a track game.
Oh. So how was it?
He played first of all.
Okay.
He did really
okay.
Good football.
That's what's up. So your boy is very athletic.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? You gonna play pro football or basketball?
He gonna play both.
Right.
Hey,
on.
Put in, baby.
I'm gonna say he's gonna be the first kid to play all three sports.
Yeah, he really is.
Basketball, baseball, and football. What about that?
No, he do basketball, football, and track.
Okay. I can see him at the U.S. Open, running to represent our country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
What y'all on here talking about?
Well, we just got started. Not really. I was tuned in to a friend of mine last night. And she had a very, very astonishing question that she asked on her show. And I said I wanted to bring it to the show so I can get a better insight. You know what I'm saying? Because, the more options you have and views you have of it, you're better understand it. Now, don't y'all take this out of context, but I just want to know. Because the way she said it. And it goes to something like this here. Is it best to have a piece of man or a piece of woman than to have nothing at all?
Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You couldn't deal with a piece of man?
Nah.
Well, Miss Edwards.
Yeah, Miss Edwards ain't here now, is he?
He
got the whole man theory.
Oh,
huh? Miss Edwards, he probably got the whole man theory. I just want to know because right
now. Hey, what they say? What she say? After the pain.
Yeah.
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 Piece of man better than having no man at all. So you gotta take what you got and just work with it.
Huh? So that's the thing, huh? So she was right, I guess, you know.
What'd she say?
What he just said.
Just for having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. So I'm going to just take what I got and work with it.
No man at all.
Yeah. Yeah. At least with a piece of man, you got something.
Yeah.
Hey, you know one thing about these women. The young, when they're young, they talk a certain way. When they get older, they change the way they feel. You know how it goes.
Right.
Who would want
right.
a piece of man? Just think about it. Who would want a piece of a man?
Hey, check it out. Hey, people, that when, especially when you're talking about if black men are minority, right? So if you got, check it out, you got a half, you got a quarter that's locked up, a quarter that's gay, and a quarter that's married, and you got a quarter that's free, and there's more women than men, what you gonna do? See, you had to start splicing the nigga the head. So you got a quarter locked up, a quarter gay, a quarter married. You got the other ones free. What you gonna do?
You still wearing the building?
Yeah, I'm gonna be back on in 5 minutes.
Me till I get a whole man. Don't nobody want no piece of man.
Well, I'm just saying. We just saying the statistics.
I don't think that's the statistics. I'm the lowest.
What's
it?
If it's
90
to
10,
I'm that
10. Okay.
Okay.
90 to
10
on what? Talk to me.
Well, Heaven Love was saying that he said hungry at a talk show and said it's better to have a piece of man than have no man at all. And, you know, I was just saying. If a quarter gay, a quarter locked up, a quarter married, or, you know, whatever, nuns in church or whatever it is, and then you got the other quarter that's free, they want to split a nigga.
But on the earth, it's 8 men to a woman statistically on earth, the face of the earth.
Really?
Okay.
So a woman's got to compete against 7 other women for 1 man.
Right. Just let him go with the other. Throw his ass on.
Okay.
Hey, get all them pieces and throw them in there and let them catch them.
So she got to bring her
ass. You said 8 men. I thought they said there's more women on earth than men.
There's more men on the earth than there is women.
I heard it different. I heard there's more women on the earth than men.
No, it's more men. It's 8 to 1. So that means they got to bring their A game because a man going to say if she got 4 out of 5 quality, he going to marry her. If she got 3 out of 5, he just going to date her. And if she's got 2 out of 5, he going to date her and 3-4 other women. So she got to bring 4 out of 5 qualities that a man's going to seek in a woman in order for him to marry her. If she only bring 3, she just going to be his date. She bring 2, hell, get in line.
Right.
I'm on some retraining. God damn it. Give me a whoop. I'm a retrainer. Yeah. Give me the roughest one. I'm gonna retrain me a woman.
Right.
All that shit just keeps switching. I'm just gonna retrain her ass. When I get to cracking that whip and put that beat on, she gonna have to that tune. I'm ready to pay the rent.
I ain't retraining them. I'm like that gingerbread, you know, that gingerbread house you buy at Christmas. It got the candy and the icing and everything already come with it in the box. I want everything out the box. I ain't going over here to the Dollar Tree to get the candy. Go over here to the...
Okay. I throw the whole thing away, huh, Mr. Everywhere? You ready to have a piece of or nothing?
You got everything in the box. You done come already assembled then.
I'm retraining.
Everywhere feel what I'm saying. Throw all of it.
Hey, the hell with that. I'm training. I'm retraining, goddammit.
Yeah, I ain't,
you know,
building
some,
no
hey,
one.
Hey,
you
say,
can't
hey, they,
calm down.
Hey, they say you can't teach the old dog new tricks, and most old dogs want to learn new tricks. You're going to dance for this group.
Right,
goddammit,
right.
Tonight.
I'm not teaching them nothing. I'm not teaching them nothing but stop and go. Because I'm going to tell him stop, and he ain't already ready, stop and go back to where you came from.
That's right,
Miss Well. I'm dead. You're going to dance in this whip tonight.
Yeah.
Two to one.
Won't be none of that.
Two to one.
I mean, have love. What you gonna do? Have love. Gonna dance this whip tonight. I have love.
Yes, sir. Dance to the rhythm of the beat, baby.
That's right. When the music come on, get to dancing.
I'm gonna be right back on about 3 minutes. I'm watching my son's school. They're in the state championship game. They're down by about 10 points. I'm gonna see if they're gonna pull it off or not. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
How much time you?
What Foxy got to say about it? What you got to say, Foxy?
What?
Foxy ain't got no opinion on it.
She's been quiet. She's quiet when it comes to that. Maybe she's fed on this. Man, I've been doing my little exercises. Trying to do my little exercises. Get me motivated to this feat that I'm facing. I'm tired of waiting on these people, so I want a little something by myself.
Did you order studio equipment, man?
Oh, I got to reorder on the first.
Okay, I thought you reordered already. You get ready.
I wanted to Bangkok Records, right? Yeah. I didn't have $100 right now. So
Bangkok Records back in the business.
Yeah, we coming back, baby. Full It don't stop.
Let's say Bangkok Records back in the business.
Yeah, the balls is coming, baby. You better be well. I don't know what they don't think they're ready for the balls. That's why they made me reorder it. Put me on hold.
Yeah, he's on a hiatus right now. Oh yeah, he's still. You gonna have it ready for when he gets back, though, huh?
I'm trying.
Have a gang of beats keep him from going under.
I'm gonna be a beat junkie. What man? When I heard that, once I figure out the system.
I couldn't put the Studio One on my. Me and Miss Edward tried to put the Studio One on the iPad. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So we had to put the caption.
Yeah.
I can use my iPad as a remote, but it can't put that Studio One on it. That's why.
Yeah.
It wouldn't download.
Oh, okay.
Oh well. Yeah, I'm good though, cause you know, I'm working with this. I need this voiceover. You know what I'm saying? Where I can talk and talk back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got hit up to do some voiceovers for some commercials, for some local merchants around here. So I got to get my studio going together. I'm going to try to fake it when I make it. I got a couple programs, old programs I had, like Adobe Audition. And I'll try to go back to making commercials on it.
I was just thinking about going out there. I kind of got froze up. Friday, we're going to be shooting, not this Friday, the next Friday, we're going to be shooting the last scene, the Gangster Magnet. And then I'll probably be going down to Southwest by Southwest. And then on the 16th, I know they got a Coast to Coast, got a little pub thing where they, from like 9 to 2, they're going to be having a little, Coast to Coast DJs or Coast to Coast mixtapes.
Yeah.
So they're going to be stopping down here on the 16th, so they hit me up, they gave me a little ticket to come through. It started 9 p.m. And then another thing, I'm supposed to jump into this KD Studios. I got to call them because I was going to start taking acting classes.
Okay.
So it's kind of, but that's going to be like once a week. But, the whole deal is I got this other stuff all up until next weekend. And after next weekend, what was next weekend? Well, then again, My daughter was supposed to be out on spring break. My baby girl, I finally talked to her today, and she, like I say, she kind of chopped me up. So I don't know if that next weekend gonna fly for spring break.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna tell her. But yeah, otherwise than that, you know, trying to come be here trying to push something down. But I'm gonna try to make, like I said, I'm gonna try to make my way out there. I guess the next weekend is Houston weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after Southwest by Southwest.
Right.
Huh?
I think all y'all, you're gonna be in Houston next weekend too?
Next weekend is South by Southwest weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's next weekend is South by. The weekend after that is
okay.
And see, that's another thing, you know.
That's an awesome, right?
Right, right. That's, you know, that's the music. You know, this week is the movie week.
Yeah.
And next week is, you know what I'm saying? And the week after that is the 26th and then, you know, Dog Mind Records, we probably doing our 25th year anniversary celebrating with Southside Live Click. So that's another thing. I got to figure out how I'm going to do this because, I don't know, man. It's kind of like, you know, when a nigga start getting pulled, you know what I'm saying?
You going to be spraying like mayonnaise, bro.
Huh?
Ain't going to spray you like mayonnaise. You weak.
Right, right. That's why I be trying to stay home and try to get a couple of things done because, you know, I'm about to start running these commercials on the radio station. I'm going to try to hit a few stations and see if the fish going to bite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if the fish bite, you know, so the cool thing is I know I'm going to get enough look to get a promotion. It just depends on, you know, how everybody was in picking up the single and, you know, getting a look at it and what they want to do. So, I don't know, man. I feel like, you know what, I tell you what, though. I think I got a strong team. I think the team's strong. Honestly believe I think the team's strong. It's just, you know, man, when you get to a point where you think you can celebrate and live life and enjoy it, it seems like the cards just don't fall in place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I want to celebrate. I want to enjoy life. That's where I'm at with my music and family. I want to enjoy life. I want to enjoy my family. I want to enjoy my music. I want to, you know, just want to live this dream to the fullest, you know what I'm saying?
Right on.
And keep building and helping others at the same time, you know what I'm saying? But I think the team's strong, bro. I think it's you know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping, baby. Rocket money, you feel me?
Yeah, rocket too.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about it, me worrying about getting his music out, getting it where it can be heard, that ain't even a question to me. That's not even a second thought. The other thing is, like, with me, just place your bets on the table. It's Rap Game Gambling Shack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let it do what it do.
Right on.
And I feel like, especially DMW, gonna hold me down. I think H-Time, you know, Double D produced the track. I think H-Town, we're going to get a good look. Southwest Louisiana going to hold me down. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, and where else? I got different niggas, you know, different cats making moves and pulling strings behind closed doors. And
I think it's
a beautiful thing.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. We're definitely looking out for it. Gonna be keeping an eye open for you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we got you.
Yeah, and I know you're gonna shoot me out. I got to shoot at you because I know you're going to shoot it wherever you can put it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know you're going to work it.
Most different, man. I will win. Woo!
I think the record's going to do what it do, man. I don't know. I feel good.
Right on.
Because, you know, one thing about it, this I think at this time I get more of a chance to use, like, everything. Maybe not everything.
Yeah.
But I'm able to use a lot of the tricks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think everybody more what I would say, more understanding of the series and the timing, and they got their stuff together and they trying to master their art.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, everybody
so
playing to win.
Game,
huh?
Yep, so you can't rush it.
Right, right.
All you can do is add to it.
Right, right, right. But you know, one thing about it, bro. Everything you do longer, you get good at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You keep doing it long enough, you're going to get good at it.
Yep.
Through repetition.
That's what
so, you know, but you know, one thing about these little young ladies be taking you through emotional. These young ladies, they be beating me up emotionally.
These men be emotional too.
Oh, man.
I heard that.
That's another question. That's another question I want to ask. Who is more emotional, men or women?
Oh, Lord. What?
Women.
Women are.
I say women.
Yeah. I agree.
They're emotional creatures. How would it?
We emotional at least 7 days a month.
Women are
important. Yeah. Y'all got
your eyes. I'm on a balance. It's different than me.
Yep. Y'all got the balance.
Hey,
balance.
One thing about it. I understood when I was younger now. After today, of talking to my youngest daughter with my oldest daughter and then acting women, I understand today why when I was young, my mother and my three sisters, I used to run the streets a lot. There's no way I would have stayed in the house and made it. With all that emotion, I had to run the streets to stay safe.
Right, right.
I had to run the streets. You know?
Check it out. We're going to hold it right there for Vinny. We know you run the streets. Do that real. We're going to play a couple of songs because we're going to play a little music. We're going to play a couple of songs. We're going to come right back. Hold what you got. It's True West Radio. If you tune in online, like to join the show, hit us up 323-642-1597. We're going to play about two or three, and we'll be right back with the panel. Y'all heard this. Hit us up. Press one to talk, baby.
Watch me make my money walk. Give me my lawyer, stop, don't get mad.
Nigga, what's him?
These niggas trying to pitch me, and I ain't did nothing. I ain't saying shit. They got me down bad if they think I'm a snitch. Oh, I'ma keep it hood. I'ma keep it gangster. I'ma keep it real. Boy, I ain't no wankster. I ain't saying nothing.
ask me once, you can ask me twice. I'ma tell you again, I ain't shooting them dice. So what is gonna be? Won't you let me go? Girl, I wanna fuck some pussy and I wanna smoke some crow. Love you by a snitch, I can't go to the east. Cause them balls dirty, dirty, they'll put me right to sleep. Go, I hang around some hustlers, I hang around some goons.
Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raised in hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches is scary, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpack prisons. Millions of niggas thugs living in pressure. Three straps, I hope they don't tell us. They pull a heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of town, let me slide down. Let's do some flicks, they got me feeling for coming, see the money, keep going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, deficiated in this behavior. Cop the cop, 4-5, snatching niggas' tables. Label the mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Nigga got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's business. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas snoop, we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Gastro. When he blast y'all, niggas run the hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provide shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want a young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Will I dash on niggas once I mash these figures? I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through in a Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? Is the back in the front when you bump this shit? I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit, always. Though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail?
Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got a MO. What did I say? I'm in 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga, when we coming for you. We hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah. Baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pitching outside the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, nah, them niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas always remember me, came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing and making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I said my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's playing on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Yeah.
My life, baby.
Yeah. All we do is do the next. She wanna make a movie, she next. I said, baby, I like when we do it next. Shorty, I hope you ready, I'm next.
Amateur. Yeah, watch how my daddy stroke all up and down in the middle without trying to damage her. Got the gripping on the nigga, she's giving heavy D, I'm not trying to pamper her. Call it that WWE, the way your nigga think about slamming her.
Yeah.
All I can say is that mommy got juicy pussy and I died up from staring her. Got the antidote, got the release, and no Debbie stroke giving the stamina. Shorty be up at house with like the shit positions in the back of an Acura.
Yeah.
Look for real when I speak on that action, that a nigga know how to back it up.
Yeah.
Mama be doozing her miss with the dick, make her come while she speaking the tongue. Give her that tongue, that shit making her dumb. Wounding her peppers, revetting her fun. Now she don't compete like I am the one. This dick got her feeling like that shit a drug. She get what she need and she falling in love. And she can see what she need in the one.
Yeah.
All we do is do the next. Wanna make a movie, she next. I said, baby, I like when we do it next. Shorty, I hope you ready, I'm next. All we do is do the next. She wanna make a movie, she next. She said, baby, I like when we do it next. Shorty, I hope you ready, I'm next.
You think she ready,
so you think you can handle her? Looking like I'm about to get all of that payback and blow like a candle, huh?
Yeah.
Or you just thinking that throw it back up on a nigga while gripping the mantle, huh? Girl, you know I'm with that freaky shit, so if you with it, then we can just set it up. She know I like when we skip on the minor discussion, then we can go set it up. If I tell shorty that we about to watch a movie, she bringing the camera. Mama be having me bugging the way that she dumb and head colder than Canada.
Ooh.
Watching her climb on the Jacob and dropping, she wanting the doc to be scared of her.
Ooh.
You're not just the one that rookie, I play hooky to get to the nookie.
Yeah.
Like a sneaky, get my hands up her cookie.
Yeah.
I show these moaning while she reach for the woody. Making her feel like she's ready to bully.
Yeah.
I'm ready to drill like a bus from a bully. Shorty zoning, I'm not giving a bully. Got her screaming, what did you do with to me?
That shit, make a move, shorty.
Yeah. All we do is do the next. She wanna make a movie, she next.
like when we do it next. Shawty, I hope you're ready, I'm next.
Hip hop.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Hey, yo, it's Throwback Thursday, man. True West Radio, it's your boy, here, Lord, holding it down. I got the family up in here with me. Y'all know how we does it, you know what I'm saying? Truly, Mr. Everywhere, Foxy. The whole team is Mr. Everywhere and Confederate Sterile Soldiers, girl.
So we popping, baby, we popping. None stopping.
Who's all online right now?
Malia. I knew you could hear me.
You got Trulia Foxy. Hey, Blood. Confederate the Real Soldier. AKA Private Ryan. And Mr. Everywhere, Janky Promoter.
Out of all people.
Right. I need a front runner, Miss Everywhere.
I said, how they doing?
Oh, they lost by about 15, 16 points.
They think that chance to go to the finals and stuff, right?
That's the championship game right there. It's over. My son wasn't playing. He had to wrestle, but he had to stop, what you call it, because he started wrestling last year and won the championship last year in wrestling. He won basketball championship the year before and went to the state championship game that year. So he did pretty well. He had injury this year, so he couldn't wrestle in the state championship for wrestling. But I wish he would have, you know, been able to play wrestling, football, and track. He done won in track all his years, except for this year he can't do track for his surgery. But it's all good. He had a good run for it, going to college, so scholarship. So at the end of the day, that's all it's about. I really see him go do something in life and go to jail.
Real talk. Because the system is eating our children up alive. That's just chewing them up and ain't spitting them out too fast.
Tell me something good, Trulia.
Like what?
I know you got something going on in Louisiana.
I just made it in.
You didn't check out that Fred O'Bain show they had down there?
Yeah, I seen them down here.
Oh, you went to the show?
No, you know I'm not going to this. You know I didn't go to this show.
Oh,
you know I didn't go to this show.
Yeah, I wonder why they didn't have it in Arcadia. It could have been in Arcadia at first.
Police wouldn't let them.
At the convention center? Oh, because probably they're shooting in Arkansas, probably.
Yeah.
Yep, that's probably what it was.
Did you look up on that, what I sent you earlier?
Yeah, I was already seeing that the first day when they, what you call it? I mean, I tell everybody doing the promotion stuff, everybody doing it wrong. First deal you do is security. That's first deal. If you got some artists of that magnitude, you got walk-through metal detectors. So gun is the last thing you'd be worried about because somebody said, thought they heard a gun go off and everybody took off running. Three people dead now.
The third person died.
Three females. So now that promoter is going to be in the courtroom losing a lot of money. And better hope they had an insurance policy also.
Yeah.
Boy, they're going to sue one for their house and their car and everything.
Yep. That's crazy, man. People don't understand the extent you have to go through in order to give a good show.
You ain't lying about that. I don't want nobody with no jacket security. That's one thing you can't cut. You know, I've been on the show like...
Oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, I said I've been on the show. Me and my partner Feel Good. Matter of fact, I'm a promoter on it, but I'm the artist. Man, the joke of Feel Good though. So it's on a Thanksgiving. It started getting packed. It started raining. Got about 200-300 people in the building. These fools get the monkeying around. So they take it outside, you know. They get the popping. Somebody, so Feel Good run to the door and close the door. Tell them don't open the door. He jump off, you know, them jokers open the damn door. Nigga, I jump off the stage. I start walking around, and it's crazy because I'm a promoter too, right? So I walk towards the door. Now this jacket security system set up. They got a dude as a sheriff, and he done hired a cat that's a felon. Now he half ass got a security on, and we like, so I walk there. He tell me to watch the door.
Damn.
Thursday, March 9.
I was like, hold on, player. I got to walk. He said, I got to go get the dough. I got to go get the dough. So, you know, after we exited, he's like, yo, what's up with the security? Well, you know, you're a fella, man. I don't give a care what he is. You got to put that security shirt on and let these people see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, man, they were shooting there. They were shooting on there. On both sides of the building, they were popping. I was like, Lord, these people going to open the door. These people going to run in and start shooting. Hell no. Nah. That's when I was just like,
rap concerts are one of the most dangerous concerts to put on because your security ain't in place and the insurance policy are high. My last standing on a rap concert insurance policy was $1,300 and something per 1,000 people for $1 million of insurance for the day. $1,300 just for the insurance.
Yep.
So you don't have no yearly, because, you know, we used to be able to get the whole thing for the year.
You pay the whole year for it. Most of them do an 8-hour event because they're going to say the size of the venue and how many people are in attendance. So they don't just give you. I've never heard of them giving a blanket, but they just say, we're going to give you what you call it. You know, they just give like, all right, they say, what is it, an R&B event? Is it a wedding? Is it a hip-hop event? Like, the R&B event was like $900 what I had to pay. And then rap was like $1,397 or something for a rap event for 1,000 people. If you got 2,000 people, it's double that. So that's how they do it.
We used to get a thing from, I forgot who the little thing. The thing wasn't that expensive, though. The one we used to get out of rain. But I can't remember the price, but it wasn't too expensive. We used it for the whole year, but you had to have it on standby every time you go to one of them venues. You have to have that, you know, that insurance.
You know, the venue don't even let you book their venue without it. They're going to say, well, wait a minute. Right. We're the convention center. Until you have your insurance binder, we're not going to even take no money out your hand. When you bring that insurance binder to us, we'll take your deposit for the building then.
Yeah.
They guarantee they build and get tore up, they going to sue you and the insurance company. So that's the whole case in point. When they know it's going to be a rap concert, they like, oh, no, it's how many people going to be there? Like the Texarkana Fairgrounds, you turn me down all the time. They'll come up with all kind of excuses. And I was just like, hey, y'all just sad. Because when you say rap concert, oh, no, we're booked up. When you say country western, what day do you need, sir?
Yep.
Oh, you say a RV and boat show? What day do you need, sir? Well, you say rap. I'm sorry, we're booked up. We got the fair coming. We got the rodeo coming. We got the boat show. We got the flea market. And you be like, well, damn. As soon as I say I want to do a rodeo, goddamn it, y'all motherfuckers say what day I need.
Right. Dotico, country. They ain't even tripping. Dotico, you can get the building. They ain't tripping. And like you say, hip hop. Everybody get the ducking.
And yeah, don't ask me about the real popular.
You know, but you get the right venues, then, you know, the clubs that used to have dealing with it, they ain't got a problem. They got the right security. They don't have no problem dealing with the rap shows. You know?
Yeah.
They don't have no problem. At the wrong venues without the right security, they got a problem. The right venues with the proper security, they don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Can't cut corners on security, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told me to take the candle before I left the club. I said, man, I told them security guard, man, y'all get your ass away from my damn printer over the Swisher Suite. They done open up and on my damn printer paper, goddamn me, done sit up there and goddamn thought they gonna roll up on my printer paper. Man, I damn near pulled that pistol out and goddamn went upside the head. One night they wasted it on my goddamn paper and goddamn it went in there and it went and printed. I couldn't even print no more up that printer because it got wet from the ink and it wasn't no more good that night. Wasting drinks, sitting they drinks there and trying to holler at the girls taking pictures and trying to smoke weed with them. And I told, man, and then they hollered, man, we
security?
Ain't getting all our money. Huh?
To my security?
Security. They all been smoking weed
that.
Over there.
Security.
Then they want to get mad because they didn't get paid all their money. I told y'all finish clean up all the red cups in the parking lot and all the bottles, and then I'm gonna get y'all other $20 because Dirty White tried to give them just $40 a piece, and I said no, they're supposed to get $60. No, they're supposed to get $15 an hour. So that's it. That's what y'all supposed to get. That's what y'all gonna get. But I told them, I said, man, y'all ain't no damn security. Y'all ain't no security. Old girl got shot in the neck after I left. Well, the week after I left, she got shot in the neck. And then old boy got shot and killed in the club. Two months after that. They waited four more years before they got a metal detector now.
What?
Mm-hmm. I left. I told them. I said, man, all that fight night stuff ain't nothing but shooting and the killing. Oh, we doing fight night. They want to see boxing. I said, well, this is my last night. No, stay. I said, no, I'm
going. That's the girls in the mud. That's the girls that was muddy boxing.
No, boxing. The guys that were boxing, they started off girls fighting. They didn't have a ring. They had some damn, that little, you know, them old white folks, you had a little plastic chain with the little ducks out there in the yard, that little white
right,
coat
right.
with the chains on it. They used that as a ring, and one girl got knocked through the ring, and when she got knocked through the ring, all the girls in the hood didn't like it, started punching her in the ear. So her homegirls jumped in, they had a big old fight, so they had to pepper spray everybody to make them run out, and they trampled over each other, just like that deal in New York. So the next week, this guy was fighting, he was winning. And the guy he was beating up, his homeboy snuck a gun in and tried to shoot him and shot his girlfriend in the neck and paralyzed her. So then, 2 months later, these guys get into it by the pool table. Guy snuck a gun in and shot a guy dead in the chest. Not
now, you know how many times I done taught it, man? So many times. Look at me wrong. You got stuff to jump off. You know. Like the certain clubs, like we used to fall into, like the DMXs, that was 5,000 people on the regular. You know, the Club Blue, that was 2,000 people. You know what I'm saying? Bro, how they got there? We never had a problem. But when you're making that money, DVD is out there. Deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They out there. You know, one thing about it, you ain't got to worry. They will be out there when you walk out that door. They will be in that parking lot. You're like, one thing about being in the clubs, well, you know, and I can't speak as much as me seeing as, you know, just as much as we should be out there. But, like, when you got small towns in the city, the police ain't, like, scared to work the door. It look like they running to work the club to get their little overtime or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the smaller towns, man, they don't be wanting to work the dough. Man, the police be chilling out there after hour spots, the clubs. Like, that's where they make their money.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, I used to love paying for them to be. I keep two of them out there in the parking lot. then have me security inside, because that way security gonna handle you in on the inside, and you have an incident, the police gonna haul your ass off to jail. So everybody knew it. And then they had to deal with me too, because I'm one of the most ignorant niggas in the world. That's just facts. I'm the one that's gonna go to jail and ain't gonna even worry about being
that's
there, because if you gonna fuck my money up, I'm gonna try to fuck you up. And that's just how the game goes. You take a fool out, I'm not fucking my show up.
But
only had to do it. Go ahead.
You good?
Yeah, because I only had to do that one time. A man came behind my bar while I was DJing and stole my bottle of Hennessy, and my cousin, she was working my bar. I was paying everybody to work my bar and stuff. She tell me, dude done stole the bottle of Hennessy and then took off towards the outside. So she come got me. I let that motherfucker music play till it skipped. And I went outside, goddamn it, and snatched that bitch out. I had that damn pistol right there in my waistband. Snatched that bitch out there and pulled that pistol out on that nigga. Told nigga, don't you ever come behind my bar taking nothing in my goddamn. This for everybody in here. But you ain't gonna come up here and disrespect my part. Oh man, I ain't know. I said, nigga, next time you gonna be dead. And I told him that straight to his face. And I had my security finna knock him out. I told him, no, I got this. My security said, boy, you should have been security. I said, y'all know how ignorant I am. Y'all knew how ignorant I was when I moved to Arkansas. Y'all knew that. I'm the nigga that had the beach towel with the AK-47 with 250 round clips fully loaded in that bitch in that goddamn hatchback I had. Plus, I had a chrome 9mm. Had that Lawson 9mm. Went everywhere with it. All down to Louisiana. All down to Mississippi. I went everywhere with it. I didn't ride with nobody. I said, man, if I got to fight somebody, it's just going to be me and my two friends I brought with me. That's it. I didn't believe in all that stuff, man. I believe in respecting everybody. When I go to somebody's party, I respect it, because I know how I threw my party. I want my stuff to be respected. And I used to tell people, hey, man, y'all chill out, y'all. Y'all disrespecting my man, Mr. D. Club. That's my homeboy club. So I used to try to tell cats, calm down. Y'all sit down. But if they, you know, they get with that rah-rah and all that, fuck you then. I'm going to be waiting right outside for you to come out with that same energy. You see, but I wasn't the type to sit up there and try to fight nobody and disrespect nobody's club, because I know how I was. I was like, I tell them on the mic, and I tell my people at the door, if you're going to take, if you came here to fight, take your money home with you. Don't even come in. I would tell them that. So now you're at your own risk.
Right.
I
party
everywhere, man. I party everywhere, man. Everywhere. Country town, big city, I ain't gonna say everywhere. I done partied a lot of places. I'm like you, I don't go there for the trouble, but if you come, you come to the right place.
Man, I was there for the females, man. I was there for the females. I tell everybody, man, I got put out Mr. D my first day in Mr. D. You know why? I was throwing money, and this was 1999. There wasn't nobody making it rain. So he put me out. He was taking me to the escort, me to the front door. And all them guys started booing him because the girl was twerking like a summer girl. They started booing him. He pulled me to the side. Hey, man. He said, I can't put you out, man. Them niggas over there booing me. He said, man, come get you a drink. Where is you from? I said, man, I'm from Florida. That's how we do it at the strip club, man. I said, I used to DJ at the strip club. That's how we get down. He like, damn, boy, you making my crowd lie. He like, man, what's your name? He goddamn got me two goddamn crown and coats. I drunk them summer gun. We sat down, shook hands. Became the best of friends. He let me do all my shows there. Then turned around the next weekend. I sat up there and threw about $1,000. Boy, I had two of my partner from Hope. I told the girls, y'all come up on stage. I told my partner, sit down in the chair. So they sitting down back to back. Had them girls climbing all over their shoulders, god dang it, stripping. I was throwing money while my homie was sitting down. All them cats were looking around like, who is this nigga? Who is this nigga? I said, y'all didn't know, man. That was... You know, that was just fun and games for me, you see. But after that, they were like, man, that's Mr. Will Throw It right there. That's Mr. Will Throw It. He going to throw it. He going to come in the suits, and he going to throw it. But that's what made the life of the party for Mr. D. He's looking at 20-something years, man, 99 to... I left out of there. 2019 was really the last time I stepped... Let me see, 2019, last time I stepped foot in there. I did that Metron show 2018, and I went in there, took Buddha and the whole squad from Hope down there and bought all the drinks and stuff, bought the bar out. So that was the last time I was in there, but it was great times, you know what I'm saying? It was real great times. I just hate this club. It's too small. You got a tree in the middle of the club. So it's too small to do big shows. You can do a local show like Paul Wall or something, or you, when you talking about doing a big show, I mean, he ain't going to fit but 400 people in the club shoulder to shoulder. So that's the only bad part. I was trying to get him to get an outdoor stage, and we do outdoor concerts and then use the club as the after party, you know, but...
Well, he got some back, he got some area in the back or something?
Yeah, he got a whole, this whole parking lot, and then some, is what you call it. You know, it's all his land, you know, so... That's what I was telling him. Like, man, you can put a stage out here. Everybody can park right there. Then have a stage right there. You charge when they come through the gate. And then everybody park right there. Then you got a stage right there. You can probably get about 3,000 people out there after parking. And I was like, you look at $30 tickets with 3,000 people. That's a $90,000 show. But he didn't do it. So they're kind of slow to the punch. In Texarkana, but we got Link coming April 1st to Texarkana. So that's going to be a real nice show. And then I'm planning for either Memorial Day weekend or Juneteenth doing a big show. So that's what I'm working around the clock on that now. So I'm doing a lot of investments right now to... They had the money on the table for all that.
I'm trying to find somebody I can throw out there the front runner, move around. Be the front runner.
Well, I wish I could have went there. What are y'all doing? Y'all doing a giveaway down there at Trulia in Houston?
You talking about that Southside Live Click?
Yeah, what are they doing, a giveaway?
I don't know. I know I'm supposed to be part of Goldmine Records and a 25th anniversary. Supposed to be part of that celebration. I haven't even, man, I'm so goddamn head in the clouds with it. You know what I'm saying? I got to check in and try to figure
out. My bad,
out.
Mr. Edward. I was on mute. I thought you heard me talking.
No. Yeah, I was asking, what are y'all doing? Y'all giving a gift? What are y'all doing down there? Y'all doing a giveaway?
They doing something for the kids in the park. You know how they just come together and like doing like something for the kids. That's what they doing down there. But I'm probably not gonna go though.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go. What day is
that
going to be?
Yeah, I was, but I'm not for sure. On the 26th.
Oh, that's what, in 2 weeks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I'm going out there. I'll be out there, Mr. Everywhere.
Yeah, I'm thinking
going
about doing
Everywhere?
My part.
Huh?
You going to be there, Mr. Everywhere?
No, I'm not going to be there because I'm getting in the motions to get ready to do my 100 All the Time podcast. And it's going to be a night podcast. It's probably going to have music review on there also, review people with music. And then I'll probably be giving away with the $100 time, I'll probably give away $100 every episode. Somebody call in and I'm gonna have them some questions, or whoever answers the questions first, we're gonna give away $100. So I'm doing the $100 time, $100 time podcast. It's gonna be the name of it. So I'm in the finalized phases of that. Well, I'm about 3 weeks out. I just got my stuff for my women's hair care product in today. So I got to check that out, so then I can order that. And then I got my men's beard care coming in, and then my clothing line people. I was texting them while I was on the phone with y'all. They're trying to, I got to get my design to them so they can send me, I can buy my samples, and then I'm going to get those done. So I'm trying to get all that stuff running in these next 30 days. So my days are busy.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be out there, Mr. Edwell. And I just told him, I just talked to my daughter, she chopped me up, so if these little women don't run me off because they're so emotional, I'll be out.
Well,
there.
Man, that's your daughter. You know how it is, man.
Young, hey, but what I'm talking about, my baby girl, I talked to her today.
Oh,
she
okay.
Let me have it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she let me have it too. You know, I'm tired of these women just thinking they can do it.
What, did her sister go to see her?
Nah, my daughter was going to see her. I don't know, because, you know, she was out there with her sister. Her other sister was having a baby. She left. She just left the date in Houston and went to Colleen. She gonna text
oh,
me dad and mom.
That's who I thought.
So my baby girl, I finally talked to my baby girl because I started the paperwork, child support papers. You know, she finally called me, and then you know, try to read me my rights. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I'm tired of these emotional little women. You know what I'm saying? And they can just handle me like
I'm
gonna
have to deal with that the rest of your life, buddy. So it ain't women gonna be emotional. So you gonna have to deal with that.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, hey, us as men, we should have a right to tell them to calm down. They should just listen.
That ain't gonna happen. that ain't gonna happen. You gonna win the battle, but the woman gonna win the war. You remember that?
Boy.
So the best deal is don't even start the battle. Don't even start the battle. You ain't got to worry about her winning the war.
I'm gonna buy me a brand new whip. I'm gonna make them dance to this music.
Okay.
I hear your dance say they make dance.
You think that is?
You don't.
What you gonna do? You gonna give them $10 and tell them bring back the change? And they don't ever show back up.
Boy, y'all hold up, man. Y'all hold up on a fella.
Nah, man, we just want to live, you know. Act right. We don't want a whole lot. They just sometimes, you know,
right.
Just want to act right.
Well, do you want to perform? Uh-oh, you ain't going to be able to make it. They had T.J. Chapman just hit me up asking if I wanted to perform on the 18th in Austin at South by Southwest, but no.
What is that, Mr. Everywhere?
That's the biggest music show in
no,
the United
I'm saying,
States.
I'm saying Austin, what state
Texas.
Is it in?
Austin,
okay.
Texas.
When you doing that?
He doing that on the 18th, which is right around the corner.
You going?
That's what you're trying to make it to right now.
For me to go, I got to have my artists ready to travel. I got to have them. We already got the website, but I got to have them with the postcard flyers, some CDs, some jump drives, all that different stuff to sit up there and pass out because it's a networking event. You ain't performing.
Yeah,
you
got to have all that.
Network with your gift bags.
Oh, no. I can't do it on the 18th.
Yeah.
My cousin is doing something down here that day, so I got invited to that.
Yeah, I'll probably be out there a week. You probably gonna be out there, Mr. Edward. Probably gonna be out there. I was telling you about Nino and us being and we were talking about going out there.
Yeah, well that's the biggest networking event in America, South by Southwest. You got a whole street called 6th Street down there in Austin, nothing but nightclubs, and then they're gonna have nightclubs and pavilions. You have artists like Snoop Dogg will bring all his artists out. Puff Daddy might be there with any of his new artists. All the big people will have artists. They bring their artists to showcase them, saying, hey, this is what we got. This is our new artist coming out. So that's the good part about the deal. It's a network, and that's just like Fleet DJs and Core DJ Retreat. You go to Core DJ Retreat. And you pass out all your stuff and meet all the DJs nationwide, and then they the ones that sit up there and get your record and sit up there and break your record in all these respective states and stations.
Oh, shit. Well, look here, y'all. Look here. We got 1 minute left on the show. I want to thank y'all for being a part of this throwback series tonight. We're going to do this every week, Monday through Friday, so you know what I'm saying. Y'all check us out. We will be online. Hit us up. 323 1597, you know what I'm saying? We gonna push the brand. If you got some music you wanna sit in, get in, you know what I'm saying? Get your interviews, whatever you wanna do. I let your boy hit us up, kingscratch@gmail.com or kevlove22@gmail.com. So, you know, I want y'all to be in the know, man, because we're going to be dropping like it's hot all week, all month long, man. You know, all month long is going to be going down. You know, so if you know somebody.
Making these women dance to this whip.
Dance,
you know, to this music.
Text
your email,
him.
I got you, baby.
Okay.
Make women change they tune and dance to this music. Dance, I said. Dance.
Real talk, baby. Well,
you turning to James Brown, ain't you?
Hey, Mr. Edwell don't believe in. Dirty,
man.
Triple D.
Right. Man, I told you. Shoot, man. I'm going to toss them back out there like a boomerang. God dang, they coming to me, god dang, with a splinter in them.
Man, I'm a lion tamer. I ain't worried about that.
Man, I ain't no zookeeper. I ain't no lion tamer. I ain't no zookeeper. I'll keep your ass,
man,
in the jungle.
Hey, this is another day in the life.